Nothing. I was just ready for the challenge because I knew I had to bowl that one over, and I was just telling after the 43rd, 44th over that I'm going to bowl any time and maybe the last over, and I should be ready for that, ready to defend a total of 10 runs or maybe 15 runs. So I think basically I was mentally prepared for that.
So when did you choose to bat at 5?
This morning. Yeah, after the toss.
Have you said you've come a long way since the last of the final, now another tight finish for India. How does it feel to be, you know, the World Cup right across the corner, who you don't know who's going to be in the final 15 or something? Does it put you in a better position after today's performance? How do you see it?
No, to be honest, that Midas Trophy has taught me too many things, and I learned how to stay neutral after that. Be it high or low, it doesn't matter. I need to stay calm and neutral all the time. And I told previously also, I never think about the selection or the World Cup thing because it's a long way from now, and we have too many matches to play after this. So every game is very important, and I just look to give my best and win a game for my team.
You've been showing your potential with the bat, coming up with good knocks, using it once again today. But there's also the team that wants you to go on the bowling side, because get in the 2, 6, 7 overs. So how much are you working on the bowling aspect to sort of contribute more, to add more value to yourself?
I think every session I work really hard on all aspects of the game, and especially bowling, I need to keep working on it. And sometimes, in the last two games that I played, I might have not bowled much and might have gone for runs in the overs that I bowled. But I think the last over was a much needed over for me. And to defend that, I think this will give the team also some confidence that, I can do it. So that is something very important. And as I said, just because I was prepared, I think I was, able to deliver what the team needed and what I had, which length I had to it. So only when I start doing it, the team will start trusting me a lot more, and then I'll start bowling a lot more. So it is all in my hands. I need to keep delivering it whenever I get the ball.
Ajay, after you got run out, I was texting your personal coach Balaji sir. I was just telling him you're a bit unlucky. He told me that you backed up too much and that's why you got out then. And now after everything, during the match,
how was
the emotion after everything?
As I told earlier, I'm just pretty neutral. I'm not, just because I got the 2 wickets in the last over doesn't make me feel really high or happy. And yeah, obviously team won, so I'm happy about that. But then I'm not so high and all. I'm just trying to, enjoy that moment and then go away with that. And of course, when you get run out like this, it's little, I won't say unfortunate, that was struck, he hit the ball so hard and I didn't have much time to get back in, but then these things happen in cricket, and as long as I bat well, as long as I contribute something to the team's win, I'll be happy about it.
Can you just talk us through, I suppose, technically, that the start of the last over, you were expecting Marcus the way he was batting to come quite hard at you, and what were you,
I think after the 48th over, Bumrah came up to me and he told me that the ball is reversing a bit, and he told me that I need to hit the right length on this wicket where I give myself a chance to hit the stump. So when he told that, clear mentally. I thought I should just do that. If I can do that, if I can, only way to defend those is picking wickets. So if I can bowl straight and give myself a chance to pick wickets, I'll be, I'll have more chance to, hit the stumps.
Last week.
Vijay, your thoughts about the nature of the pitch, how difficult was the pitch to actually bat on?
Yeah, it was a little difficult in the morning. I felt it was coming a bit slow off the wicket, and the bounce was also not that much. It was a bit low when compared to other normal wickets, but it is, I think, as a cricketer, as a batsman, it is a challenge for us to adapt ourselves quickly to it and do it for the team, whatever the team needs at that point of time. So we had good communication in the middle, and me and Virat had a good partnership, and it was very important for me as well. So I think I enjoyed playing that situation and did well, reasonably well.
Last one.
Have you ever bowled an over like that before in domestic cricket, T20 cricket, and managed to defend? Is that the most hard pressure you've ever bowled in your career? I think I've bowled the last over, you know, for my club or for my team that I play for. But this is something, you know, everyone would love to take that challenge, because you're playing, representing your country, and it is an opportunity for you to win a match for your country. So, as I said, I think I was the preparation which I did after the 40th over helped me a bit to stay really calm. To be honest, I was not under any pressure, because to defend 10 runs, it's going to be a challenge. But the good thing is they were for 8, so I had an opportunity to pick those 2 wickets and give myself a chance to win it for the team. So I was just very clear mentally and thought I should just hit the right length and hit the try and hit the stump as, you know, as much as I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.